ain't gonna lie.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at these prices.
For what?
They got these pickle.
Oh yeah.
Pig lips.
Ugh.
On here like they're a delicacy.
Yeah, I we went through a wormhole of pickled pig lips, pickled feet, and pickled sausage. And
I don't like. I used to eat pickled pig lips. I ain't gonna lie. As a kid, yeah,
that was gross.
It was a staple of the hood, especially New Orleans. New Orleans, we eat some things now.
Now I went to. I've been with my lovely, lovely wife for quite some time, and during that 10 years, she actually lived in Nicaragua. So I went to go visit her, right? And over there is like it's different. You know, it's very poor country. So like, let's say you wanted. Tortillas with your food. You would have to go three doors down to the lady who makes tortillas in her backyard as she is putting together tortillas. You wait in line with your plate. You pay her. You get your tortillas. You go. I say that to say, obviously, very rural areas, they try to feed me some tongue. They put, I don't know if it was cow tongue or any kind of
tongue. Cow tongue.
But they didn't even try to hide it. They literally looked like they took some scissors, like just they took some scissors and put it right on a plate.
Just sitting on your plate.
What do you expect me to cut this or something like that? Like, that's how I looked at the pickled lips that we just saw right now. Like,
there was a saying in New Orleans.
Gross. What was the saying?
About a pig.
All right.
We eat everything from the rooter to the toot.
Oh, yeah. That, look, and they never lie.
The toot is chitlins.
Yeah, true.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah. Pig lips.
There is nothing in the world that smells worse.
Yeah.
Than chitlins.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What about gizzards?
No, that's fine. I put gizzards in gumbo sometimes.
Gizzards and gumbo.
Yeah, it has the texture of clams.
Gross.
Chop them up. You wouldn't even know, dog. Wouldn't even know.
I would. No, it's not real clams.
No, it's not clams.
See, because I would taste it. I can taste seafood from a mile away.
Brittany.
No, need.
This embarrassment of a man.
There's no need.
We went to Joe's.
Yeah.
No, we didn't go to Joe's. We went to Prime 112.
It's a good place.
Right? We eaten. First of all, a guy ordered $2,000 worth of stone crabs for just him and his girl.
Yeah.
He was just flexing.
Baller.
Right. Just flexing.
Yep.
Give me 100 of those $25 each stone crabs.
There's no way he can even eat that much.
Nope.
It was like a whole thing.
The waiter said, oh, he's just flexing.
Yeah.
And so... We sit down, and first thing we get is lobster mac and cheese, because I love that.
What?
Right?
Yeah.
We try to get Marcos to try it.
Well.
First of all, he did like a child.
No, it was a preliminary taste. Okay,
You don't like seafood?
Not a fan.
Oh.
I mean, I think it's cool. I respect it, you know?
No, you don't.
I mean, lobster looks delicious. You know, in the butter and the shrimp and then, you know, the crab. It looks fun. It looks great. Nah. Like recently, actually, let me tell you, I was doing a private event at the Improv and they make various proteins in the buffet line. And sometimes grilled chicken could look a little bit like mahi, depending on if it's light or something like that. So I try a little
Hold up.
Yeah. No.
No, it can't.
Of course it can. We got to Google this.
Have you ever mistook grilled chicken for mahi?
Never a day in my life.
Right.
Okay.
Wrong with you?
We're introducing a new game, chicken or mahi. That is coming. If I show you this picture right now, you think there's no way you can mistake this for chicken. That's what you're saying? This right here.
Just because it has the grill marks on it?
Yeah.
And
it's light skin. Yes, it's mahi.
Because look at all the other
but
stuff.
But you said, that's mahi.
Now
and then And then you
put
said.
Put a piece of chicken.
What if I told you that was chicken?
It's not chicken.
Okay, but I almost had you there.
No, you didn't.
You second guessed it. All right, grilled chicken now.
Not even close.
Oh, it is totally close. I don't want to. Are you kidding? You did this with the lions. I mean, with the lions. With the aliens. You know what? All right, Brittany.
You said lions and you meant to say aliens?
You know what? She said zebra. That's not
you. Okay.
You said subliminal.
And he couldn't say subliminal. So what are we doing? We're keeping score around here?
What are we doing, huh?
Y'all came down a lot harder on me.
That's not true. I gave myself. I didn't even give you a minus one for your subliminal.
You deserve it.
You didn't have time to. The way you jumped in and three tries. No.
You had three tries to get it right. And you didn't. I gave. As soon as I said it, I said, "Oh no, minus one to me."
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I held myself accountable.
I don't need your maturity. All right. I don't need that. I don't need you being all mature.
So anyway.
No, I'm getting the screenshots, and we are gonna play Mahi versus Chicken.
Okay.
Because there's no way that you say that these don't look alike. This is essentially like you telling me, you know, I almost canceled myself for what I was gonna say, but I'll tell you on break. This is essentially what you're telling me, that these two things don't look alike.
All right, show me. I'll tell you which is which.
No, because you're a cheater. I'm looking at the screen.
He has to mix it up, and then we'll do it.
Yeah.
All right. If you are listening to us on 104.3, why don't you go ahead and join, or 560 AM.
Trevin HVAC says, you can mistake Mahi for grilled chicken.
See?
No, you can't.
This guy is an HVAC professional. You can't go against his word. He knows things. All right. Ready?
Oh, there we go, Dave South.
What'd he say?
Welcome to the party.
What?
He had Oysters Rockefeller.
Oinkers?
Oh. Oysters.
He had oinkers. Oysters. Still thinking about pigs.
He's still thinking about the pig lips.
All right. Okay. Is this Brittany? Chicken or Mahi?
That's chicken.
All right. Is this?
That's Mahi.
Is this?
Chicken.
He's just showing you the same.
I only have two pictures. I only have two pictures.
Yeah, you can tell, dude.
That's so clearly chicken, and that's so clearly Mahi.
Right. Okay, what is so clearly Mahi about?
Because you're looking at the lines,
okay. Yeah.
Which means you're a child.
Let me tell you that.
You can tell the brownness, the shape,
the cut.
The grill lines are different colors.
The shape and the cut is the same thing.
No, it's not.
The shape and the cut?
No, it's not.
The shape of the cut. Fish is square.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. But see, the things
this looks like a teardrop.
The things that you guys are telling me,
it's a breast. It's very clearly a breast.
Yeah. Leroy is saying the stuff around the Mahi is what gave it away that it was Mahi. You're saying the shape of the meat.
Yes, that's clearly a chicken breast.
So
the shape of a chicken breast. And then Mahi is usually cut into a square.
Okay, yeah. So we're talking about shape here. We're not talking about appearance. If these were cut the same, what would they look like?
Time out.
Yeah. No.
You can't cut them the same. They're two different animals.
Oh, you can cut them the same.
No, you can't.
So
a breast is shaped different than a piece of Mahi.
Exactly.
I can't cut a Mahi and a sirloin the same way?
No.
Of course you can.
No, you cannot.
Not without throwing away the most important part of the meat.
No one said, hey, no one questioned what I was throwing away.
Oh, that's just stupid to make a point.
Yes. Because what you're saying is that these two don't look alike. And it's almost as if you... Look, I really wish I could say this comparison because I promise it's the right one. I will tell you on break. But anyway, you guys are both wrong. And I saw...
Okay, because you said so.
Yes. I saw a piece
right,
of
the
food.
Color too. The color.
What shade difference?
The lines are different.
On these photos.
The lines on the chicken gets a lot darker.
All right, I'm going to trick you guys.
No, you're not.
I'm going to trick you guys so good you'll never know. You'll be like, see, but this is what they try to do to me. And then I secretly, I take a piece because I'm thinking it's chicken. I end up, this tastes a little bit fishier. Oh, I realize it's Mahi. But in my brain, I'm like, all right, well, be a man. You know, like, it's not like it's poison. It's just a little bit of fish. Sure, it may taste a little bit different, but it's not even the most fishiest thing, Mahi. So it's not that bad. Just take a few more bites and swallow it. And as I'm doing that, I almost threw up in my mouth. And was like, I'm disappointed.
Wait,
I am disappointed.
You're negotiating with your mouth?
Yeah.
Take a couple more bites.
Yes. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, because I'm trying to condition myself. Like, you're in one of the hottest spots for seafood in all of America, being this close to the ocean. And, you know, and just try it. It's not that big of a... Just one more...
Why are you dry heaving on air?
Because
that's
just
disgusting.
Thinking about it.
People have, like, a emetophobia.
What's that?
What's that?
Stop
using big words.
They're afraid of metaglasses? Like, what does that have to do with
this? Stop using big words.
Sick of this, dude. All right, chicken or... No, okay. Did I read anything? Did I say anything about Pricitos? I don't know.
No, you did
Headlines
not.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Also, we have ourselves a text contest.
And you know why? It's because the summer of soccer is here. We're giving away a soccer swag bundle valued at around $250 from Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. For your chance to win, text the word HAT to 20357. That's H-A-T to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. We're going to take a break and come back with more Tobin and Leroy. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy show. Final hour of the show. You've been setting the ultra vibes, Brittany. This one isn't as like.
No, it's not ultra.
Yeah, I think that's a bad. That's a bad. But it's been more electronic than I feel like you listen to.
I'm just trying to keep the vibes up.
You know what? You're good at monitoring the vibes. want to thank you guys thus far for tuning in. We're not done yet. Hockman and Crowder will be after us, but we are not done yet. Just wanted to send a quick thank you. I know a lot of you wondering maybe where Tobin is. I actually don't know. I just know he's not here. And I know that Figgy is somewhere getting a nice tan, I think.
All I know is Tobin sent us pictures of him trying to catch some critter.
Yeah, I'm still unsure.
Was it koi? Koi?
Yeah, but like with a Q, though.
No, it's not a Q. C-A-O-I. K, I don't know. What is it called?
I don't know. It looked like it had like a slender nose.
Did you see a baby anteater.
Did you see that photo, Brittany?
Yeah, I said absolutely not when he sent it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did. Said absolutely not. What animal exactly?
It is a...
It's a chinchilla.
No.
It's a Cody. A Cody. That's what it's called.
Cody. Sweet.
But I'm wondering, where are they living where this thing is just roaming through the house?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he looks very comfortable there. He looks like he may live there. He looks like a neighbor who lives in your building who's just, like, bringing up his groceries.
Right. Leroy would judge me for the amount of Central American rodents I've tried to catch so far. Almost captured a Cody.
That's what I'm saying. Like a Central American rodent. So where exactly?
Central America?
Yeah.
I don't think so, though, because Peanut Island is in Florida. So. Marlins have an off day after sweeping the Nationals. That is right. 3 in a row after losing 5 in a row after winning 3 in a row. Long story short, the Marlins are back in Florida taking on the Rays. They will be back in action tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Wait.
You still reading these jokes?
No.
Okay. I'm like, wait. You're not allowed to say these on air. Oh, I didn't tell you my explanation.
No.
Yeah.
You want to know what no respect sounds like?
I would love to.
Dylan Gabriel on Jarrett Verse wearing number 8.
Oh.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping he would pay me for my number. But then he just started wearing it in practice.
Yo, he... No.
That's
funny. He just deboed that number.
He just started wearing it.
Just, hey, this is mine now, by the way.
I mean, I feel like it's a consolation for having been traded from a Super Bowl contender to the Browns.
Yeah, that's not Dylan's fault. Now Dylan has to give up his number.
About Dylan.
Oh, my goodness.
Poor D Money.
He's fine. He's the 3rd-string quarterback.
4th. Well, he will be. Actually, he's going to be cut. But this is why. Because it's going to be Deshaun Watson because they have to pay him. Shedeur Sanders because he sells tickets.
Here's my thing.
Taylen Green, though.
I don't think that Shedeur or Dylan Gabriel were ready.
Yes.
And they were thrust in a position. And that's okay. Because you have been drafted in a position that says you require a little bit of development. And so before we claim him to be success or bust, let's give them their proper amount of development. And that's what I'm cool with. Because guess what? Ty Simpson got drafted like he needs no development, but he's going to sit for a couple of years.
Yes. But like we were mentioning, you know, there was a long time, I'll say maybe up until 2 years ago, when the development of NIL or the development of the transfer portal, that was essentially when the quarterback had an opportunity to get these reps that he wasn't getting in the NFL. They kind of were like, are you the guy? You're not next. Are you the guy? You're not next. Mm-hmm. Josh Rosen, are you the guy? Nope. Kyler Murray, are you the guy? You know, that's just kind of how it is.
But again, it's not here.
Time is money, Leroy.
Brittany, you
got time to develop a quarterback.
If the Raiders drafted you first, would you say no thank you?
I mean, I want that money. But
that's my point.
But it's the Raiders. So.
But that's my point.
Yeah.
My point is, why are we calling players a bust when maybe some of these guys shouldn't even been drafted where they were, and it has more to do with the team?
The old Ted Ginn?
But Ted Ginn played for 16 years.
Yeah, he had a good – that's what I'm saying. Like, people expected him to be something because of where he was drafted.
People expected him to be something he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was a speed guy that ran speed routes, and you thought you were going to come here and make him a number one. That's your fault, not his fault.
Yeah, at all. Absolutely. Absolutely. But, I mean, he's the one who essentially paid for it. Obviously, the coaching staff got fired, but it was just a bad coaching staff.
Right.
But everyone had this stigma. Had Ted Ginn been drafted in the third round, anytime you mentioned Ted Ginn's name, you would have been like, great player. Right. And it just would have ended there. Now, because of the stigma that was on him, it's like drafted too high. That was the first thing that you mentioned when you mentioned Ted Ginn's name. By the way, you know he's a coach?
He's a head coach somewhere, right?
Yeah, but I think it's like one of these off-brand football leagues.
Right.
He is head coach of the Columbus Aviators, which makes sense. You know, his
Is that a
United Football League? Never heard of it?
No, it comes on ESPN on the weekends.
Yeah, no, I think if I'm not mistaken, destroying that guy, that YouTuber who was a kicker. I think he was in the UFL. That was the only reason I was watching it then. You know, if they really wanted to design another league, they just need to call me, dude. I got all the things that'll make entertaining football. This is what you do. Kickoff, get rid of it. Take the ball, put it at the 50. You got 10 people on this side. You got 10 people on that side. Blow the whistle. Someone get the ball.
Ooh.
Like that?
Blow the whistle.
No. Okay. You know what? Okay.
Jesus. Hey, you know. Turn you know, it if, you go short. If you go to a barbecue, that's going. Boop, boop, boop. Blow the and whistle. How old is that song?
I don't know.
It just kind of like. Is look.
Timeless is the name of that.
It kind of showed up when they started doing. That and
2006
popping the flag, popping the fans.
Oh, where them fans at? Where them fans at?
Yeah, but here.
Whoa, I got my boots on.
But here's the deal.
Now. Yeah,
a man cannot do that.
No, not at all. I mean, no. Hey, listen, we don't discriminate, Leroy. Tough, you got to say tough. You can't be tough and do
you
that.
You can't be tough.
You can be male, female, whatever you identify as, totally up to you.
Okay.
Just can't be tough with your family like that. You can be elegant. You can be beautiful. You can be.
Okay, I gotcha.
But, you walk around with a fan, you sweat. That's what you do. Right, let me add that to my list. You don't fan your heat. You can't do that and be tough. Just sweat, dude. Just sweat. Do you own a fan, Brittany?
A portable fan?
No.
We're talking about like a
ghetto
fan. I know what you're talking about.
A Baptist church fan.
I know what you're talking
about.
That's
what we call it. The what? Baptist church. The Lord Jesus fan.
Why is that
Lord
church?
Jesus.
It's always so hot in that church.
I don't know, because they can't afford electricity. They can't afford. Well, first of all, people have all them hot ass clothes on,
yeah,
trying to dress up.
Yeah. They look like you at the Bridgerton party. Looking good.
Dude.
Handsome. I looked good.
I was so hot.
Within
3 minutes, I had already taken the tie off and the hat.
I'm just upset you didn't get a picture of our boy in the top hat.
Yeah.
It was too hot. Dude, he had it, and we were taking, like, when we first got there, I wasn't even taking pictures because I was too hot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of people. Look, that's
Yeah. See, that's not, that's appropriate for
Bridgerton.
The theme and the weather. You were not appropriate for the weather. You matched the theme perfectly. Yeah.
You know what they were calling me at the party?
Chubbs. It's all in the hips. It's all Chubbs. In the hips. Because you were in the Kango, dude.
And I had a cane. I had a cane, too. Wow, this but it was too hot. It was hot. Dude, it was so hot.
Yeah.
So hot. I was like, wow, what are we doing? The vest was wool.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't even know how that's possible.
That's great. Is that the last, before that, when's the last time you had to get all dressed up? The Galah? Tyreek Galah?
No, when I went to my daughter's thing on that Friday.
Oh, okay.
I wore a tie, and yeah.
Handsome.
Nah, that's not my thing. Like, I think sometimes what I want to wear, right?
Yeah.
And what I should wear are two different things because I don't want to embarrass the family. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yeah, so thank God you put on pants. We appreciate that. Cause
that's why I wore a tie, I'm saying.
Yeah, I actually don't own a tie.
Really?
I do not own a tie. I don't even know how to tie a tie. You know how to tie a tie?
Yeah. Both types.
What's funny is... at the improv, the Fort Lauderdale improv, they enforced uniforms that include a tie. So sometimes servers are before their shift tying their ties. And if they don't know how to tie, I'm like, oh, you know how to tie a tie? And they're like, no, I don't know. I'm like, aha, you don't have a dad. And then I walk out. But I don't know how to tie a tie either.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very mean, but hilarious. That seems oh, it's like hilarious, brutal. Dude. Usually they do have a dad, though.
Wow.
Lucky them. But
what's wrong with you?
Loop. Swoop and pull, right? Is that how you tie a tie? Something like that. That's how you tie shoes, according to what I was taught on Big Daddy, the movie.
Big Daddy.
Classic, by the way. Oh, by the way, when we were talking, we were discussing football movies that, you know, were rated highly on Rotten Tomatoes, which was one of my favorite segments we've ever had, by the way. One of the movies that we mentioned, because we said Remember the Titans was the highest rated one, or Brian's Song, right?
Brian's Song.
Yeah,
Brian's Song. Oh, yeah, Remember the Titans was disrespected. I think it was at like 70-something percent.
Yeah. I think, Remember the Titans and We Are Marshall, I think a couple of these movies, they have to take some liberties.
Yeah, of course.
Like, to make it, you know, for the movie. So I'm not necessarily upset, but I think a lot of people, when you see a sports movie, you always assume it's about sports. And it really wasn't. You know what I mean?
Yes, but when we discuss that comprehensive list, we left out Friday Night Lights, the movie.
No. Guys laying on the highway, I'm out.
Can you believe that got a higher rating than Remember the Titans?
That's crazy.
That's crazy work, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I like the show better than I like the movie.
What? I didn't watch the show, but I always felt like
the show is amazing.
What'd you say, amazing?
I will say amazing. That show is so good.
Let's see. Friday Night Lights. Let's see which one's rated higher. It's the series or the show. The movie. The series or the show. You know what I meant. Mm-hmm. The movie was 82%, which is... I mean, I like the movie too, but 82%, that's a little much. I've
never seen that either.
Yeah, that's fine. You won't... And that's a true story, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not
Friday Night Lights? No. You're talking about... I never saw Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, the movie. It was based on a true story.
I never saw the movie, show, nothing.
The movie was based on a Texas high school.
Yeah, Texas high school football.
Well, it's the same thing. The show is essentially the same thing.
But you know what sucks? I'm going to be honest with you.
This is crazy.
What really sucks about, like, and I know people don't want to hear this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Uh-oh. 100%?
What?
Friday Night Lights, the show.
It is considered one of the best shows ever created.
Five, four seasons, 5, 4, and 3, 100%. Seasons 1 and 2, 94%, 92%.
So let me say this.
Friday Night Lights.
It's a great show.
When I hear about how people talk about Florida football.
Yeah.
The state of Florida football.
Yeah.
Right? And I listen to it. You have a lot of players come out of Florida. Yep. Not even disputing it.
Got good talent.
But when they talk about how big high school football is.
Yeah, it's a culture in Texas.
No.
City shut down.
Let me explain something to you. I can go by American Heritage on a game that is televised on ESPN.
Yep.
And drive by because there's hardly no people there.
Yep.
So shut up with that. You know how many people I played in front of every game? 15,000, 20,000.
Oof.
Every high school game.
Oof.
So, like, when you talk about, so that's what I'm expecting here.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Yeah.
How many swimming pools in that area?
And where?
How many nightclubs? They got Tootsies over there? You know, it's kind of hard to compete.
You know where I grew up is the French Quarter.
It smells like vomit there. Good food.
I wonder why. Because there's all that drinking.
But I think we're fair weather everything in South Florida because there's just so much stuff to do.
Yeah, that's the excuse they always use.
It's the best right? city in America.
Right. Oh, no. Get out of here.
Come on. What's better, huh? Missouri? I heard bad things about Missouri yesterday. Apparently they got bad pizza.
The only thing I remember from Missouri.
Yeah. Misery.
No. No, no, no. Isn't that where Ozark is?
No clue. Ozark is above my comprehension level.
Isn't Ozark like in Canada?
No.
Where?
I think it's in Missouri.
Hmm. What is Ozark even about?
You never saw the show Ozark?
Oh, it is. From Chicago to the Missouri Ozarks.
Yeah.
A financial advisor drags his family from Chicago to Missouri Ozarks, where he must launder $500 million in 5 years to appease a drug boss. I could totally do that.
No.
I could totally do that.
You watch that show, you get sucked in.
I could totally do that. $500 million, I could totally launder that. If I could get that done in 1 year.
Huh?
$500 million in front of you, what's the first thing you buy?
Nothing.
Pickled eggs.
Huh?
All right, final segment of the show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will play our favorite Thursday game, Goosies or No Goosies, next.
Where the real Marcos please show his face. There he is.
No, this is vegan.
Vegan what?
What? This is all... This is all good. Brittany, this is all within the diet.
Look at what this dude is eating right now after we made fun of him for eating a plate of...
It's called balance.
It's balance. That's really what it is.
It's called balance.
You know, I'm just being courteous. Our boy went... Where did you say it was?
He went to Dandy Donuts.
Keith, fan of the show, fan of the station, went to Dandy Donuts, very far from here, and decided to bring in and drop it off in honor of National Donut Day tomorrow.
I think I'm old.
Why is that?
Because me and Hawk have the same taste in donuts.
Yeah, you went for a sour cream donut?
Sour cream.
Yeah, you disgust me.
Those are the best.
They're not
I don't
the
like
best.
All that action.
No one has ever in the
Can
history.
Can I just tell you?
I said sour cream
I
donuts?
Like a plain Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah, like a glazed
hot,
donut.
Hot.
Yeah.
I don't like milk. I drink some milk with those donuts.
Yeah, no, really good.
Because they melt in your mouth.
Yeah, it's getting erotic. Yeah. All right, I was supposed to be doing Goosies or No Goosies. So, Leroy, fancy donuts. Goosies or No Goosies on these?
Too much action.
Too much action?
Too much action.
Yeah, you did pick the most basic of the fancy donuts.
And don't insult my intelligence by calling something Captain Crunch, and it's not Captain Crunch.
Those are his cousin.
What do they call?
Crunchberries.
Crunchberries.
Yeah. Nope. They're related. They're in the same family.
But Captain Crunch is different, right?
Well, you know, one of them has his degree. The other one doesn't.
Yeah.
One of them's a captain. The other one's still serving.
One's berry and the other one tastes like damn near peanut butter, right? Like Captain Crunch is like.
Nah. Captain Crunch is the yellow squares.
Yeah.
With the, you know,
delicious. All of which can't even be eaten until the milk soaks it up.
My son is just now getting into like cereal, which is great.
Apple Jacks, greatest cereal ever made. Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops, which tastes identical.
Just circular. No, Apple Jacks have that apple cinnamon for sure. Fruit Loops are a variety of flavors.
No,
dude. Variety of flavors.
If I brought a box of Fruit Loops and asked you to taste the difference.
Yeah, like a blind taste test.
Colors of Fruit Loops?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy peasy. Hold on, I can do it blind. Green. I was just testing.
Hey, I saw a test on X.
Yeah.
Dude was tasting it and doing all the chickens, the fried chickens in the area. So he was doing a blind taste test with Publix, KFC.
And he was getting all of them?
Got every single one of them. He even got churches.
What was the weight of this gentleman?
Oh, he wasn't a big one.
Wow.
He wasn't a big back.
So, how much fried chicken does he consume?
No, but he ate, first of all, if you grew up in the hood,
yeah,
you have access to certain chicken places.
Yeah.
Churches is not going to be in Weston.
Nope. Right. Actually, you should be a little worried if you're driving by churches.
Right.
I'm in the wrong area.
Now, for me,
yeah,
at home, churches was everywhere. Churches and Popeyes.
Yeah.
Popeyes, you know Popeyes. Everybody know Popeyes if you eat Popeyes.
I heard Popeyes in New Orleans.
It's 200 times better.
I heard it's like a different animal.
Different animal. You can get breakfast.
That's what they say about
You know what they have? You know what they have in New Orleans?
What?
For breakfast, chicken fried steak sandwiches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know where chicken places are actually very popular as well, surprisingly?
Where?
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So, you can get, like, Church's Chicken or, like, KFC everywhere. Jamaica loves KFC.
What's better, Church's or Popeyes?
Well, in Europe, one of their favorite fast food places is KFC.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw more KFCs than I saw McDonald's when I went to Portugal.
What do you guys think? KFC, right now, if you had to name top five fast food restaurants in popularity, not even what you prefer, just popularity, KFC number five even?
Not even top five.
I don't even think it's top five.
It's not top five.
I don't know if it's...
I don't know. Look,
I don't think it's top ten.
You know what? The thing is I think some of these places, in their efforts to make more money, tried to go cheap. And if they had just stayed exactly where they are and take the little hit or just raise the price but still be what you were from the get-go, I think they'd be better off today.
That's fair.
For example... How much money are you saving or making by making the Whopper slightly smaller but not selling as many because you shrunk them?
Well, this is the thing. When you start talking about those places, for example, this is interesting because I saw this video of this woman who did it. You know, the government is no longer printing pennies, right?
Right.
So if McDonald's owes you 2 cents, they will... not give you the 2 cents. Or they will round up and just say, hey, we don't have pennies to give you. So therefore, that 2 cents, even though it's out of
pocket. So if they do that for 2 or 3 years all around the world.
Billions. If you multiply how many.
Not billions. Dude, relax.
No, billions of customers.
Most
people. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Over 3 years, they have what? Like 70 million customers a day? So if you think about over a couple of years, 2 cents to even half of those people.
No, you know why that doesn't work?
Why?
How many people actually pay with cash?
No, it rounds up. So, I get what you're saying. So this lady did, and she went back for the 2 cents. Well, I might pull out the video, but you get it. Would you go back for the 2 cents if you found out?
The principle behind it.
I know, but how much money are you spending in gas to get back there?
I don't care.
All right.
I don't want them to have it.
That's essentially what she was saying.
So here, but for real. So all these things that people have done to try to cut corners.
Yeah.
And the person buying their product realized that I'm getting shortchanged and quit going or went somewhere else.
Yeah.
Now you don't have half the business you had because you tried to go cheap. Would it have been better if you had just stayed the way you were and dominated because you were giving more than everybody else? So If the Whopper say, I'm the biggest burger, fast food burger, and I will continue to be the biggest fast food burger, how many people would have went there instead of going somewhere else? Because guess what? People start going to these little boutique burger places like Smash Burger and whatever, and a hamburger costs $12, $13, and they're smashing it. When you could say, hey, Whopper, we haven't gotten smaller. We haven't gotten, you still getting the same size burger. You think people would appreciate that more? Or people would have kept, you would have kept the business? Because I think I'm offended if I ever, I can't remember the last time I went to, a McDonald's.
Yeah.
And bought a quarter pounder or a, but I just see they come in that little box now. And I'm like, when I was a kid, I could barely hold a Big Mac. And so, like, I'm offended at these companies that think we are so stupid. And do we better. Fall for it. That's why they get away with it, because we fall for it. Until we make a stand, until we do something about it, they're going to keep just.
Well, you can make a stand by listening
to the. I don't go there. You know what I did?
What?
Learned how to cook.
You can learn how to cook, and you can make a stand by listening to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are out of here. Hockman and Crowder coming on up next. We will be back tomorrow. I believe Dan Day will be actually producing tomorrow. Leroy and I will be home. Tobin and J Fig return next week. Everyone back at full strength.
J Fig made it sound like she's going to come back crispy.
Yeah.
Like no, she's just been in the sun 24/7.
Yeah, she's coming back three shades darker. But in the meantime, we will be holding things down. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow. What do we use X for, right?
X-ray.
Zebra. Oh, wait, that's X. Z.
That was her way of subliminally.
You go, boy.
Nope.
Who's the grumpy old troll?
You.
No!
Hey, Marcus, I don't know what your freaking problem is, but go to hell, man.
I see y'all when I see y'all.